You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
There are no shortcuts. Everything we do matters. Every single little detail matters. We try to use those as teaching moments with all of our players, but we're trying to get them all to understand every single thing we do every day is critical to the operation.
What's up? It's Rahimi and Harris on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I'm Mark Grody filling in for Layla Rahimi today. That was the voice of Bears offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, from whom you will hear more momentarily. But I want to stay honest to the text line here. We've had so much good feedback here on the show today. When I say good, I don't mean it's all positive, but it has been excellent from our listeners
here
today. Highly active. Highly active. Bouncy, I would say, is what the text line has been today, and the phone lines for that matter, at 312-644-6767. The place that we need to start, though, I think, is this rocks, paper, scissors business.
Now, you said it how I've always heard it, rock, paper, scissors. Rock. Mike Florio in our last segment said paper, rock, scissors. And I was like, huh? Right. And I was like, maybe it's a colloquialism, like different regions of the country go in different order. But 815 says, need confirmation. Is it rock, scissors, paper, or paper, rock, scissors? I always learn the latter, real talk. Real talk, I've never heard either one of those. It's always been rock, paper, scissors anytime growing up.
Yeah,
what about you?
No, same. So it didn't insult my sensibilities as much as it did yours hearing that from Mike Florio.
It just sounded, I haven't heard it in that order before.
Okay,
have you guys, Ray, Robbie?
It's always been rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors,
okay.
Shoot.
Yeah, come on, man.
It rattled your sensibilities. How about that?
Yeah,
it didn't anger your sensibilities.
Hey, who wants to take me on rock, paper, scissors after the show?
I'll do it.
Right now?
I'm not afraid.
I'll thumb wrestle your ass. Well, I'll do that.
I don't know. You got big thumbs.
I always throw rock. True. Just want to let you guys know, I always throw rock.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got some paper for your rock. I win. How about that?
Uh-oh.
A couple other text messages here. Sorry, fellows, but I think you're incorrect. It will be on Caleb Williams 100%. All on him. Ben Johnson has proven that his offense works.
Yeah, that's kind of how that goes. Look at his rankings as an offensive coordinator the last three seasons with the Lions. And the fact that they went out and overhauled the offensive line. The only thing you can question really is the running back position on offense and whether or not they have a good enough running back. But they drafted a guy in the seventh round in Kyle Manongai. DeAndre Swift is someone he was successful with before. I don't know that you can look at this and be like, it's Ben Johnson's fault if things go awry with the offense.
Well, I think that this time around, considering what he's being paid, the love that we have all been giving him, the genius attachment that he has received in some cases, I do think that this particular coach, if things were to go badly, that that he would get more blame. And somebody texted us, oh yeah, this is perfect considering what we were just talking about. Guys, are we really having this failure conversation already? Wow. I moved from Phoenix to New York City and they are more positive about the Giants QB room. And then he goes on to say some other things. But that's fair.
I think Giants fans are also delusional, so I can see why every year.
By the way, Grody, you just read the phrase genius attachment, or you said the phrase genius attachment,
sure,
and it made me think of like a vacuum attachment. Imagine how many Bears coaches and seasons would have been saved if you could put a genius attachment on a coach.
Well, yeah. If it was that simple, yes, I would just do that. I can't quite get to that nook and cranny with this vacuum cleaner. I'll just put this attachment on. And instead, yeah, Eberflus
could have needed that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Put this right, right here. Right. Yeah.
Put this genius attachment on Flus.
Indubitably.
From the 773, saying people love Tressman is a stretch, Grody. That's okay. Love's probably a little too strong. Chicago was intrigued. Chicago was intrigued by Mark Tressman because of what he might be able to do with an offense relative to what Lovie Smith and his various offensive coordinators were not able to do with an offense. So that's the way I would answer that particular question. I'm trying to see if there's any other texts here that would be pertinent to what we are talking about. Oh, need Joe Maddon to walk through the door. This is from our Cubs conversation earlier. The team needs a moral boost. Not happening with this manager. Oh, no. This is negativity day.
To be clear, I believe the texter meant morale boost. I think I'm not here to question Craig Counsell's morals. I think it's a morale boost.
Morale boost, yeah. Did I say moral?
Yeah. That's oh, yeah. I want to make
get
sure
get that man to church.
No.
Like only God can save this season.
People seem to feel that way.
I don't know. Maybe next time he's on, Craig, do you need a few Our Fathers in your life? Is that what we're talking about?
That's
maybe
a
you
bad go take.
About 20 Hail Marys for us, you know? Take care of that.
A lot is riding on Kate Horton right now. But I think
so
a lot is riding on Caleb Williams right now, and rightfully so.
Yes.
And judged on what we saw last year, Mark, with the Bears and their quarterback situation and learning when we saw Shane Waldron get fired, we saw Thomas Bryant get elevated to offensive coordinator, and they were asking about the relationship and basically understanding he wasn't the one communicating with Caleb Williams until he became offensive coordinator.
Barely
was
knew
crazy
him.
To us.
It was like, yeah, I met the guy the other day. No, it wasn't that bad.
But it was on
it was on that level.
It was on that level. And so knowing that Declan Doyle is, one, a first-time offensive coordinator, and knowing also that he's not the one calling plays, it kind of made you wonder, what exactly is Declan Doyle's role?
Yeah, what is it that you do out there? His role, I think, is what it has been, and that is to be a heavy assistant and do the dirty work for Ben Johnson and learn from Ben Johnson, because there's no doubt about it who is the play caller on this team. Here, let's play some Declan Doyle here. And since we were just all of this, what if Caleb Williams fails talk, let me skip ahead here in our cuts with Declan Doyle. I want to know from Declan Doyle what people don't know about the Bears quarterback one, Caleb Williams.
He works at it. He works at it really hard. It's important to him. And, you know, I've seen him progress from spring to right now. And I think that he's going to continue to progress as, you know, he continues to stress himself and grow and, you know, he's out there, whether it's a success or a failure, he's very attentive in meeting rooms. He wants to get it right. And that's the biggest thing that I've seen, a guy that wants to, you know, be a great quarterback.
Yeah, talking about progress and working hard. And by the way, that is from the NFL Spotlight podcast with Ari Myroff. But I don't know that those are good, positive things for the most part. Actually, all of it was good, positive things. Unfortunately, I'm not hearing him describe this quarterback in a very distinct, discerning way. When the first things that I hear are he works hard, like all of that kind of stuff, like, oh, people love him in the locker room, he works hard, first guy in, last guy out, all of that stuff, I'd rather hear that he's going through his progressions. He's starting to learn defenses. He's getting the offensive line lined up. There's not enough specifics when I hear from Declan Doyle in terms of the progress.
So it's interesting because I heard a couple of things. I heard some benchmarks in terms of him working hard. That's good. As you said, it's positive. But also that he was struggling because they kind of threw him in there, see what he could do. Clearly, he wasn't doing very well at the beginning, and maybe they've lightened the load and combination of that and Caleb Williams has gotten better at learning the things they want him to be able to do. So it's a process, right? And I think we're just in the process. And I think the biggest realization listening to that sound from Declan Doyle is, hey, this is going to be a minute. This is going to take a while. Not only is it not a finished product, but he's got a lot of ways to go in terms of how far along he is as a quarterback learning a brand new system.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And the other thing that specific cut and the way you described it remind me of, I want you to listen to this real quick.
Just controlling it, being a pro. At the end of the day, that's really the message that you know is getting portrayed to me. Just learning how to be a pro, how to go about your business every day, and pretty much controlling my personality. You know, sometimes you got to tone it down, sometimes you got to let it spill, but at other times it has to be at the right level, and that's what I got to learn to do to be a part of this team.
Okay, that was Tyrique Stevenson on Ben Johnson. I wanted Ben Johnson on Tyrique Stevenson. It's okay. Do you remember what Ben Johnson said about Tyrique Stevenson when he was asked directly about him? And he didn't really put any emphasis on any of his like skill set, the things that he does. He was just like, oh, he's a good guy. He, you know, talks a little bit much. But it wasn't anything specific about his on-the-field ability.
Right.
And that's what you were looking for from Declan Doyle.
When coaches start giving those generalities, that is not a good thing.
Here it is right here.
Well, I think he's an awesome person. I think that's what stands out first and foremost. He's got quite a personality. He's good to talk to. I think he works hard. He's you know, sometimes he talks a little bit too much, and you got to tell him to be a little bit quiet. But he's a guy that you want on your side. He's like I said, he understands this is a big year for him. It really is. Going into year three is kind of make it or break it for a lot of guys, and he understands that. I think he's approaching this the right way. The competition that we've had in that room has been really good for not only him, but the rest of the guys. And I'm excited for the direction he's headed right now.
Okay, so that was Ben Johnson talking about Tyrique Stevenson. And you noticed there were no mentions of actual physical attributes and what he can do on the football field.
I love his ability in one-on-one coverage. How about that?
And so
that?
Hearing that, along with Declan Doyle talking about Caleb Williams, it does give you some concern. Like, okay, what makes him special?
Right. We're giving you a chance.
What makes him excited? What makes you excited to coach this guy?
This is the opportunity, right? Like, this is the questions that the coaches should embrace. Instead, we're getting generalities about that. And I'm not mad at that. Hey, if Ben Johnson sees things a different way, you know, as it pertains to Tyrique Stevenson, maybe he is allowing us to read between the lines, and they have allowed us to read between the lines with some of the personnel packages that they've had on defense this year.
Yeah, and the way he's been left off the field in a lot of them. Correct?
Yeah, so hey, at least if Tyrique Stevenson isn't it this year, at least we can go back and know that he was as truthful as he possibly could be, that is Ben Johnson, about where things
not
stand.
Not blowing with smoke.
Not blowing smoke. That is the truth. More from Declan Doyle now here on the origin, just getting to know him a little bit more, the origin of his relationship with Ben Johnson.
I interviewed with Ben for the tight ends job after my third year in New Orleans. And so Ben was going to be a first-year offensive coordinator and play caller in Detroit. And obviously, I had the relationship with Dan Campbell, and so he was searching for names, but I got to go up there and interview. And I interviewed with their staff. Coach Randall, who's now our assistant head coach, was in there, and they kind of put me through this process with everybody in there. And I felt like it went well. Like, anytime you interview, you know what it feels like to feel like you did a good job. But the entire time, Ben's sitting at the head of the table and he was grilling me, you know, like, Ben is incredibly detailed. He's a clear communicator, but everything that I put up there, it was, why do you do that? What do you like it against? And so I finished the interview and I was like, I think that went well. I think I could get this job, but I think that guy hates me. You know, I don't think that guy likes me very much. And so, it kind of finishes, you know, I was able to, I didn't get that job. Tanner Engstrand gets promoted. Johnny Morton, who's now their coordinator in Detroit, he gets hired as the pass game coordinator there. And so I stay in New Orleans for one more year. And I was fortunate to work with Johnny in Denver. So it all kind of comes full circle. But, you know, I don't get that job, and I was able to kind of maintain, like, stay in touch with Ben. I think that after the interview, we were able to kind of talk, and, you know, we saw things very similarly as far as, you know, how you run an offense and, you know, some of the schematic things and the details and all of that. And that was really where the connection was made. And then it kind of, we just stayed in touch after that.
It sounds like Ben Johnson in character. Like, that sounds like the Ben Johnson we're getting to know right now, the one that Declan Doyle was insecure about. How am I doing? I don't think he liked me.
It's the way the players have been describing him.
Yeah.
And that's further from a coaching staff member now explaining that this isn't just a front for the players. This is just kind of how he is.
Yeah. Have you ever had an interview and didn't think it went well and it went better than you thought it did? Or
no, my interviews, they go how I think it's going to go.
Your rhymes are on time is what you're saying? Your interviews are just so good?
No, what I'm saying is if it went badly, I know it went badly.
You know,
if it went well, I know it went well.
Yeah.
So I've never had that feeling that they're talking about there. But I'm also very blunt and honest in an interview because whole thing is, if I'm not a fit for you, that's cool. I'll find somewhere else. I'm never pressed. It's like
that's good.
Treat the jobs like you treat your lady, you know?
Treat your job like you treat I like that.
It's a certain amount of respect and reverence that comes with it, but also understanding you should not be beholden to this is the only thing that will ever happen in my life.
That's great. You bet on yourself.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.